The Hares were offered light refreshments of candied fruits and red currant cordial as they exchanged news and information with their hosts. Tansy listened carefully to the account of the skirmish in the defile, shaking her head in sorrowful bewilderment at the death of Russen Audrey, who had visited Redwall many times in bygone seasons. When the tale was told, Rockjaw opened the sling, which he held easily concealed beneath his tunic, and presented the abbess with his precious burden.
"Sithee, ma'am, this is the babby. A grand little male, and good as gold for company on a march he is."
Tansy could not wait to hold the tiny bundle. She placed a cushion on her lap and laid him on it. He was no more than a season old, hardly any age at all. Lying flat on his back, the babe yawned and opened his soft dark eyes as the abbess inspected him. The badger's back was silver grey, and his chest and paws were velvety black. He had a moist brown nose and a snow-white head sectioned by two thick black stripes running either side of the muzzle, from whiskers to ears, covering both eyes. Cracklin touched the upturned footpads.
"Seasons of winter, just look at the size of these paws. He's going to be big as a nook when he grows to full size."
Tansy chuckled fondly as she tickled the babe's tiny white-tipped ears.
"Welcome to Redwall, our belittled sir. And pray, what name do you go by?"
The baby badger held out his paws to her, growling.
"Nanny! Nanny!"
"The little chap said that several times,"
Major Perigord explained.
"Only word he seems to know. We surmised that it means Nanny, the old badger he was with. She was probably his grandmother or nurse. I'm afraid we haven't a clue as to who his parents are. There was certainly no sign of them where we found him. Had there been two grown badgers with him, those vermin would have given the place a wide berth, what?"
Formal Diggin placed a honeyed hazelnut in the babe's paws, and immediately he began chewing the nut hungrily.
"Brr,"
said Diggin.
"He may be a horfin, but there bain't nothing amiss wi' appetite, no, sir."
A bowl of creamy mushroom soup was sent for, and Tansy fed the babe while other matters were discussed. The Redwallers knew nothing of rapscallions, nor had any other vermin been sighted in the region of late. Arvin related the dangerous position of the Abbey's outer south wall and their plans to rebuild it. By the time the discussions were near their close, the little badger had licked the soup bowl clean and gone back to sleep in the abbess's lap. Major Perigord had listened pensively to the problems faced by Redwall and its creatures. He stood abruptly, having reached a decision.
"Well, chaps, my duty as commanding officer along patrol is pretty clear. Until your wall is rebuilt and the abbey safe and secure once more, me and my Hares will guard Redwall and patrol the area night and day. We couldn't do any less, what? Lady Craigor would have me ears and tail if I didn't. So, ma'am, if you are willing to accept us, me and my troop are at your service."
Bowing low, Perigord presented his sabre hilt first to the abbess. Abbess Tansy touched the handle, signifying her approval.
"My humble thanks to you, Major. I am sure that I speak for all Redwallers when I say that we are assured of safety by your presence, and your gallant offer is warmly accepted."
Formal Diggin threw in a gem of mole logic.
"Good. Then if yous be a finished using girt long important words, may up us'n's best go and get a feast ready."
"Oh, aye,"